you have your Bibles, go ahead and open up to Job chapter 38. Job chapter 38. Job chapter 38. You know, I find myself saying this almost every week. I pick a passage and I go, this is one of my favorite passages. So, Job 38 is one of my favorites because this whole book, Job is declaring his innocence, and this whole book, Job is crying out that if he just could have the presence of the Lord and get his attention and talk to him about his side of the story, that everything would be fixed. And in Job 38, the Lord goes, all right, Job, you wanted me, here I am. And it's a great passage because you can feel the power and the strength that the Lord has. And the Lord sometimes, you know, I think one of the most difficult things we have as human beings in our relationship with him is that God is so unbelievably complex. He is so many things at the same time that we struggle sometimes to respect all aspects of his personality. You know, as human beings, we like to put people in boxes. We like to have the funny guy and the smart guy and the deep guy and the quiet guy. And we like to put these people in little areas and say, that's who you are. And God, it's impossible to do that with. In fact, his name, I am the I am. I will be whatever I choose to be. And in Job 38, what we really get to sense from the Lord is a sense of his awesomeness, his power, and just who he is in that magnificent way. In verse 1 of Job 38, it says, then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. I love that, out of the storm. So Job was calling for him, and here he comes with all his power. He says, who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundations? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footing set, or who laid its cornerstone? Well, the morning stars sang together, and all the angels shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garments, it wrapped it in thick darkness. When I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place. When I said, this far you may come and no farther, here is where your proud waves halt. Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features stand out like those of a garment. The wicked are denied their light and the upraised arm is broken. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the depth? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the deepest darkness? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. God goes on for quite a bit longer after that. But the point that he makes to Job so very effectively is, Job, you don't see one millionth of what is out there. The things that I know, the things that I have done, the things that I have seen, that your mind cannot even fathom. You need to trust in me, Job. You need to trust that when I send you, or when I do something, or when I allow something, that I do it for the right reasons. And it's a great passage because I think sometimes, especially in this generation, we tend to focus on God as the big fuzzy bear that loves us and wants to give us a hug and tell us how great we are.